D-Mace Vingen and Donick 1025, the game. Derek Mason and Adam Vingen here with you. Willie Donick will be joining us momentarily. Willie Donick is in Minnesota, where the Nashville Predators will take on the Wild this evening. A 7 o'clock puck drop, 6 o'clock pregame. As always, right here on 1025, the game. I am sitting next to the mayor of Smashville, Derek Mason. You were cranking that air horn.
Hey, man.
Like Soulja Boy last night.
Hey, I didn't know it was going to be that long, man. I almost ripped my rotator cuff off. Nah. I was fine. Yesterday was wonderful. Had a great time. Went with a good friend of mine, Gerard. And, you know, the Predators, I haven't ever had a bad experience with them, and I don't expect to ever have a bad experience with them. But they are first class in all that they do. From hosting, which we were up, you know, in some good seats. But whether it was hosting or allowing me the privilege to be a part of what they're doing for their fans, it was outstanding. So I thank them first and foremost. Jarek, thank you. I appreciate it. So they made everything smooth. But I had fun. Unfortunately, the Preds lost, and that's a bummer. But outside of that, I had a good time at the game.
The Predators lose 5-4 in overtime to the Vancouver Canucks last night. The Predators rally from a 4-2 deficit in the third period, but Brock Besser with a buzzer beater in overtime for the Canucks. We will catch up with Predators GM Barry Trotz at 5 o'clock, and we will join up with Willie Donick momentarily. But the NFL trade deadline has come and gone. Paul Kaharsky of PaulKaharsky.com tweeted 10 minutes ago, quote, "No further deals for the Titans. They are finished in more ways than one. They are 1-8 after all." But the Tennessee Titans made one trade ahead of the deadline. It happened shortly after we got off the air last night. The Tennessee Titans traded Draymond Jones to the Baltimore Ravens, continuing that Tennessee to Baltimore pipeline, Derek Mason, something you know quite a bit about. Draymond Jones from Tennessee to Baltimore for a 2026 conditional fifth-round pick that can become a fourth-round pick. Now, the conditions were not reported on until today. Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated was the first reporter I saw with the details on the conditions. He says, quote, "Interesting condition on the Ravens-Titans trade. If Draymond Jones has at least 2 sacks over the rest of the regular season and Baltimore makes the playoffs, Tennessee gets a fourth-round pick rather than a fifth-rounder from the Ravens. And Draymond Jones, 4.5 sacks over the past 4 weeks, had a career-high 8 quarterback pressures, including 1.5 sacks against the Chargers on Sunday." So the Ravens are trying to make a bit of a comeback in the AFC North after a rough start. This seems like it's quite doable, Derek Mason, for Draymond Jones to get 2 more sacks and the Ravens to make the playoffs. Your thoughts on the return for Draymond Jones going from Tennessee to Baltimore?
I thought it was, you know, maybe, I guess, in a sense, if I could, I would understand if they just said a fifth-round pick. I would think, oh, man, that's a good return on your investment, so to speak. But it's a great return on investment if they can get a fourth-round pick. And it's almost as if the Baltimore Ravens were saying, hey, listen, we can't, but if this happens, we can up it. You know, if he gets 2 sacks, which it seems like he's been on a heater as of lately, and that defense is aggressive, and they want to get to the quarterback, and they have better players, you would almost assume, barring injury, he gets to two sacks and maybe even get it in this week's game. I think they got a bye week. So next week's game. And then if they make the playoffs, you know, they're looking at it from the standpoint of their division. No one has ran away with division. I know Pittsburgh sits at the top of the division, but no one has ran away with the division. So them making the winning the division, making the playoffs, and him getting 2 sacks is more likely than none of those things happen. So I think they got a great return on investment for Draymond Jones, because I didn't think he would you know, get a fourth round pick, a fifth round pick, let alone a fourth round pick, but you got the fifth round pick in your pocket, that's good. And if he gets two more sacks and the Ravens make the playoffs, then you may know by week, 14 or 15 whether they made the playoffs. So you can count that fifth being a fourth. So it was great movement by Borgonzi.
The Baltimore Ravens are 3-5. They are two games back of the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC North. The Steelers are 5-3. The Ravens are 3-5. Cincinnati is 3-6. Cleveland is 2-6. We welcome in Willie Donick live from Minnesota. Willie, your thoughts on the return for Draymond Jones, a conditional fifth-round pick that can become a fourth-rounder if Draymond Jones has two more sacks and Baltimore makes the playoffs?
I would say not bad. Derek talked about it. It's realistic that they could still make the playoffs despite the really bad stretch that the Ravens have gone through. And I think it's pretty reasonable he could get two sacks if he goes in there and plays like he can play. So it's not a bad deal. It's the kind of deal they should be looking to make. It's going to be very interesting to watch that race in that division because I don't think the Steelers are that great. And the Bengals are still hoping to get Joe Burrow back, I'm sure, if they can be in it by the time he does. But I think the Ravens are looking at it and saying it's still our division to win. So it's not like they're unlikely to make the playoffs. I think the Ravens still are a pretty good bet to make the playoffs if they can get healthy.
The Ravens' remaining schedule for Kicks and Giggles: at Minnesota, at Cleveland, home to the Jets. And we'll get to the Jets. Don't you worry. We'll get to the Jets in a little bit. At Minnesota, at Cleveland, home to the Jets, home to the Bengals, home to the Steelers, at the Bengals, home to the Patriots, at the Packers, at the Steelers. That is their remaining schedule.
It's tough. They got some good, those division games are the games that are more important.
They've only played one division
game. Exactly, so that's a good thing for them. Pittsburgh has played, I think, two division games. So they are ahead because of that. That's one of the reasons they're ahead in the division, because it's how do you finish in the division, and then it's, okay, at least go 50-50, outside of the division. If you win your division, lose no less than, say, one game, but you win half of your games outside of the division, then you should be in a good spot. And I think that's where the Ravens, because they haven't played but one division game, that's where they sit in a good seat. Again, I think, looking at it long term and the potentials of this, what can happen to make this trade even better, I think this is what helps teams, start to head in the right direction. When you can get a fifth round pick for a guy that probably wouldn't have, feel that you're a sixth-round pick at the beginning of the season. But you get a fifth-round pick, but a fifth conditional fourth, if he gets two sacks or they make the playoffs. So I think this is – I would give this a gold star for Borgonzi. I'm not saying who they're going to pick because of it, but I'm saying to be able to make a move like this with a guy that is beginning a season, would you have gotten a fifth rounder? No, you wouldn't have. But because of the way he's played, you're getting a fifth, but then it also can become a fourth if all of these two escalators he meets.
So it's been reported by Paul Kaharsky of PaulKaharsky.com that the Titans are done. We know how this works at the NFL trade deadline, at the NHL trade deadline, any trade deadline. There are trades that get made at the buzzer that aren't announced until way after the actual deadline is passed. But at least according to Paul Kaharsky, there are no such deals waiting in the wings, that's right, for the Tennessee Titans. So when we're looking at the trades the Titans have made this season, they've made three. Draymond Jones to Baltimore for a conditional fifth-round pick in 2026. Jarvis Brownlee for a sixth-round pick in 2026. And Roger McCreary for a conditional fifth-round pick in 2026. Those draft picks aren't going to make the ultimate difference in getting this team back to respectability. but they can help. You can take some swings on some players later in the draft. You can acquire veteran players with those draft picks. You can package those draft picks to move up into the draft, up in the draft. So, unfortunately, the Titans did not make a splash like the New York Jets did twice today. And again, we will talk about what the Jets did and why the hell the Titans didn't do those same things. But, Willie, what do you make of the overall returns that the Titans have received for Brownlee, McCreary, and Draymond Jones ahead of the trade deadline this season?
Well, I think you have to separate the three. I think the Jones move is not a bad move. Jones, I think, came on in the last few weeks. I think he was a player that probably wasn't on the radar 4 weeks ago. But if you look at his last two or three games, I think he stood out and played very well. And he's not known as being a great edge rusher, but I think he's a good edge player. He's just a solid guy to add to a good team. So that's a pretty good return on investment. The other two, as I've said, I think they were more or less giveaways of players that I think are not super easily replaced. You know, defensive backs that play a lot aren't easy to find. And so I was puzzled by the McCreary trade and the Brownlee trade. I don't think they got much, if anything, for either one of those. I would not have done either one. But, of course, I don't know what's going on the inside of the operation, what they know about these guys. But I was puzzled by each of the two. I like the Jones move. And now it sets David by what has gone on today. I think we now have a clearer picture of what the market is. So I think it makes it look even worse what they got for McCreary and for Brownlee based on what other teams are getting for players.
Derek, how many missed opportunities do you think were left out there by the Tennessee Titans? Again, we don't know which players the Titans were shopping, which players the Titans were being called about. There have been reports about those players. We talked about T'Vondre Sweat a lot yesterday. Mm-hmm. We've mentioned Tony Pollard. We've mentioned Arden Key. We, of course, have mentioned Jeffrey Simmons. We don't know how close the Titans got to trading any of those players. But how many players who are still on the Titans roster do you wish weren't still on the Titans roster based on the inactivity of the Titans at the trade deadline?
I mean, I wish all these guys were playing better. That's what I wish. I don't want to wish that no one's on the team or on the Titans team. But here's the thing. Because we're looking at all these trades, and, yeah, they could have traded away Calvin Ridley. I would have liked to see Calvin Ridley go somewhere where he can be a number two, where he can be in his proper role, his best role. I think he maximized the most out of himself, I think, if he's that number two and that pressure is not on him. So just for that alone, I would have liked, because I've always liked Calvin Ridley, even when he was in college. So to see him prosper somewhere else in his real role, that's what I wanted to see. Because the Titans want him to be a number one, and he's not that guy. He's not on the field. He's been on and off the field since he's been here. He's inconsistent. That's not the traits of a number one wide receiver. First is you got to be available, and he just hasn't been available, as much as we would love for him to be available, especially with the young quarterback underneath center. So Calvin Ridley is a guy that I would have liked to see go to a contender and see him play his proper role, being the number two and excelling at that. Jeff, same thing with Jeff. This is going to be a rebuild, and it's going to take a minute. I don't want – like Myles Garrett, he's good with where he's at. He got the money. He said, forget that. I don't care about a championship. I got the money. I'm fine. Maybe they trade me after about two or three years, and I didn't get half of my money. I can go somewhere else and win a championship the last 2 years. I think he's fine. I'm not sure Jeffrey is fine with just getting money in city. I'm not. I hope that they can get a deal worked out with him and that he remains a Titan, but that means potentially not making the playoffs for the next 2 to 3 years for Jeff. Is he okay with that? I don't think he's okay with that. So if I'm thinking that way, then Jeff is another guy that I would have loved to see move, not because I don't think he would be a good player here. I don't want it. It's because I want to see him succeed and win a championship somewhere else, because it doesn't seem like the Titans are close to it right now. And it seems like when they do get close, they're going to be phasing him out anyway. So I would have liked to see it for that reason, not because, oh, trade him this or get – no, for that reason. But they didn't do it. The market is telling you that, yeah, we saw Quinn Williams get that, but he and Sauce Gardner – you know, Sauce Gardner was considered one of the best, if not the best, defensive back, you know, at one point in a very young career. He's fell off the map, but they believe, hey, listen, we just paid him this money. We can trade him off. We get two first-round draft picks. You talk about a top-three player. So if you're going to trade for a top-three player, they drafted him, what, third, second, fourth, somewhere on there?
Sauce Gardner?
Yeah.
Was fourth overall, fourth. If I am not
so
mistaken.
You got to give up a lot to get a guy at that level. Quentin Williams, the same thing. He's a top 10 pick. You got to give up that much to get a guy like that. Unfortunately, Jeffy wasn't a top 10 pick, and Jeff's hurt. So maybe they offered, I'll give you a second round. And Ty said, hell no. Went, no, no, no. He's worth the first round.
But we're
so
the,
I'm
we're,
not going
to understand
yeah,
that they weren't
not,
even chopping him.
But what, chopping I'm, him. What I'm saying is that maybe they came to the table and said, how about Jeff? We give up a second round for him. And they said no. He's not
on the market.
But how
do we
know
that? If they were saying,
but we don't know if they did or we don't know if they didn't. But I'm not going to get right on the I'm not going to make it a Titans thing. Like, if they didn't offer, I'm not going to give Jeffrey away for a second round pick. I'm just not. I'm not going
to. It is a failure not to shop him after seeing what Williams.
Okay,
got,
if you shop
how
him,
how could you not shop him around?
But
what
I think if you
if
shop
somebody
him,
would give you that.
If I shop my car around and somebody's only willing to give me $20,000 for, I'm going to say no. I'm going to keep it.
But you don't know until you shop it.
Well, maybe they did take the calls. They didn't. You
but
know,
we don't
reach
know
out
they,
to people.
They say they didn't. They're telling me they didn't. I'm going by what they're saying.
People,
even though they say they want high picks.
No, what I'm saying is that
they say
I'm
they want
sure
a bunch of top 100
people
picks,
called
but then
they them.
They say they're not shopping their best commodity.
I'm sure people called them. Just because I'm not shopping my car doesn't mean somebody didn't ask me, hey, what would you take for that car? It doesn't mean that. But I am not actively trying to sell my car. But if you offer me something I can't refuse, then I'm going to take it. But I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to seem like the one that's desperate. You want my guy, okay?
Who would you rather have, Quinnen Williams or Jeffrey Simmons?
Jeffrey Simmons has had a better season this season than Quinnen Williams.
But Quinnen
Jeffrey Simmons is injured.
I don't know who's the better player. I mean, Quinn Williams had 12 sacks 2 years ago.
This season, Simmons has been the better player than Quinnen Williams. If you're only looking at this season.
They're basically same age, same draft.
Same age, same draft. But the one guy was drafted much higher than the other.
But that doesn't matter.
Yes, it does
matter. That was years ago.
That doesn't matter. They're both first round picks. In the NFL, Willie, if you haven't bottomed out, if you are Quinnen Williams, that does mean something. If I was a top 4 or 5 pick, that does mean something when I go to trade a guy away when he's still playing excellent football. I can't use that as my leverage too. Like, hey, listen, he's playing well, and you're gonna have to give me up. You're gonna have to give me something. You're gonna have to give me more than a second round pick for that, or more than one first round pick. That's all I'm saying.
If the Titans did not throw their hat in the ring to Dallas and see what they would have offered for Simmons as opposed to Williams, that is malpractice. They should have been working that. And if they didn't get in on that, that's a mistake by them. I think Jeffrey Simmons is better than Quinnen Williams. I'm probably biased. And, of course, the health factor in this moment is a factor for sure. But unless Jeffrey Simmons has blown out his hamstring and is out for the rest of the year, I think Jeffrey Simmons is a guy I'd rather have than Williams. But if they're not even in the game and you see what Dallas just gave up for Quinnen Williams, that's just not good. That's not good use of assets to me by the Titans.
615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We will take your reaction to the NFL trade deadline. The Titans made one trade right before the deadline. It was yesterday, but right before today's deadline. Draymond Jones traded to Baltimore for a 5th-round pick that can become a 4th-round pick if Jones has at least two more sacks this regular season and Baltimore makes the playoffs. We'll also get your thoughts on the Cowboys acquiring Quinnen Williams from the Jets and whether the Titans were stupid for not even considering, reportedly, trading Jeffrey Simmons. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 1025. The game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. We are presented by Bax Homeworks, which transforms kitchens, bathrooms, and living spaces into places you can't wait to come home to. Get a free estimate at baxhomeworks.com. All right. Let's talk about what the New York Jets did today. First, the Jets traded Sauce Gardner to the Indianapolis Colts for two first-round picks and wide receiver A.D. Mitchell, and we'll get to that. But let's talk about the other trade the New York Jets made today. They traded defensive tackle Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys. They received a 2026 second-round pick, a 2027 first-round pick, and defensive tackle Mozzie Smith. And that first-round pick, according to Adam Schefter, will be the higher of the Cowboys' two first-round picks in 2027, their own or Green Bay's. So a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and Mozzie Smith, I don't know much about him, but I believe he hasn't lived up to expectations. He's relatively young, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. He is 24, he was the first-round pick of the Cowboys in 2023. So a change of scenery candidate there in Mozzie Smith. But as soon as I saw that trade, I'm sure I reacted the same way all of you reacted. Couldn't the Tennessee Titans gotten that same deal from the Dallas Cowboys for Jeffrey Simmons? We were comparing Quinnen Williams to Jeffrey Simmons before the break. If you recall, every summer, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN.com talks to league executives, coaches, scouts, football people, and he ranks the top 10 players at every position. This summer, Jeffrey Simmons was number 4 on the list of the best defensive tackles. Quinnen Williams was 5th on the list of best defensive tackles. Quinnen Williams has 40 sacks since entering the NFL in 2019, which ranks 5th among primary defensive tackles, according to ESPN, behind Chris Jones, Aaron Donald, DeForest Buckner, and Cam Hayward. So 40 sacks for Quinnen Williams. Jeffrey Simmons, who entered the league in the same year, has 36 sacks since 2019. But Jeffrey Simmons has been more impactful this season than Quinnen Williams. And y'all remember the reports that were coming out over the past couple of weeks about how the Tennessee Titans were poo-pooing any trade involving Jeffrey Simmons. He was off limits. And Willie, you said this in our group chat before the show, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. The Jets look like they're doing the smart thing. The Jets stink, just like the Tennessee Titans stink. And although it's hard to find a Sauce Gardner out there, it's hard to find a Quinnen Williams out there, the Jets seemingly understand that they aren't going anywhere. The Jets are 1-7, by the way. They realize they're not going anywhere with Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. So you cut bait, get back a lot of draft capital. The New York Jets now have 3 first-round picks in 2027. So, Willie, why aren't the Titans thinking the same way? Why are they refusing, or why did they refuse, to trade Jeffrey Simmons?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I have said, going back into the summer, one of my top 10 Titans questions was, will the Titans trade Jeffrey Simmons? Every time we've brought that up, it has been a very spirited discussion. And at the end of the day, we argued whether you could get a first-round pick, a first-round pick, let alone a first-round pick and something else. I was saying he would be worth trading for a first-round pick and something else, which is exactly what the Jets got. The Jets are not known for being smart. They're one of the dumbest teams in the NFL over the last 30, 40 years. Fair to say they're not a well-run organization when you get down to it.
No.
But they have done what they need to do to at least give themselves a chance to regroup. They tried. They thought they were good. They swung and missed with Aaron Rodgers because they did with Quinnen Williams and with Sauce Gardner and some other guys. They had a pretty good defense at a time when Robert Saleh was there. They couldn't put it all together. The quarterback thing was a whiff. And now they at least are smart enough to realize that this group isn't going anywhere, so they need to reset again, as painful as it is. But the Titans told you, they were on the record, we need top 100 picks. Jeffrey Simmons could have gotten them two, at least. And not only did they not do it, they took him off the board. If you were to believe everything they say, they said two things on the record. On the record, we're not trading Jeffrey Simmons. Also on the record, we need top 100 picks. That makes no sense to me.
I get it. I'm trying to, because Quinnen Williams, his contract runs through 2028, but they have an out in 27. Jeffrey Simmons wants a new contract now. He hadn't come out and say it, but he has this year and next year left on his deal. He really, next year, they need to get something done this offseason for him to remain a Titan, I believe. And I think they will at some point. Maybe teams are not willing to re-up on another huge contract. That also comes with trading an individual. Maybe Quinn Williams, they're looking at him and saying he's probably, from a cost-effective standpoint, he's probably a guy that we can take on the contract, keep it, and not have to try to do things to finagle the salary cap in no way. Maybe he's a guy that we can work with. It's not just, you know, picks. It's we got to give him a new contract possibly, you know, at the end of all this. If I'm giving up two first-round picks, he's going to remain on my team. So signing a deal with him probably may be easier than you would have to sign with Jeffrey Simmons. And maybe you don't have to do it. Jeff is going to want a new contract after this season. He's playing like it. He's going to want it. And he's earning it, especially once he get back on the field. Maybe teams are not ready to position themselves to sign, re-up on a big contract for a guy that's almost in his 30s. See, we got to think about all this. We can't just think about, well, they didn't solicit him.
But teammates, they said they didn't even try. They didn't even chop him. How
I
do we even
that.
Know what they were thinking?
I get that, but I'm not
having these discussions.
Get myself hung up on what they said. I'm not, because we know the Titans have said plenty of things, and it's been contrary to, okay, anything. So yes. We can be hung up on their wording and say, oh, they told everybody they wasn't going to trade him no matter what. But I guarantee you, had two first-round picks came across their table, you can't tell me that they wouldn't have had to pause. People are saying, Dallas, this is a bad trade. This is a bad trade for the Cowboys. They shouldn't have made it. Because, again, you're giving up two first-round picks, a first and a second, and a player for a guy that's aging. So I can't sit here and be hung up on a Titan saying they were not going to even listen to phone calls. I can't get hung up on that. I got to think about the other stuff.
I want to know if they were on the phone with Dallas trying to make that same deal. The Titans should make that deal 10 times out of 10.
They can call.
Bargaining back and forth. They should have been going, hey, what will you give us? We'll give you Simmons. Have them evaluate Simmons.
Well, maybe they thought Simmons was worth two first-round picks.
Contract money.
What if they thought Simmons was worth, hey, listen, if you want to talk business, you want to talk shop, it starts at two first-round picks. Then what do you say? If I don't want to move out my two first-round, if Dallas, if you want to give me a second now and a first later, no. I want a first now and a first later. If you can't deal with that, hang up the phone. And maybe Dallas hung up the phone.
We're playing hypotheticals here.
So, exactly.
That question needs to be asked to Mike Bargonzi and Chad Brinker tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If they're having a press conference, were you in on this? Or Did you say what you – did you do what you said you were going to do and not even put him on the market? Because that is a missed opportunity to get a first-round pick and other assets for a guy that is – you're hard-pressed to think. As you said, he's going to be an expensive part of your roster to keep. Your roster with him isn't good. It's one of the worst in the league. And you're, and by the time you could build a roster, he will be into his 30s and probably not the player he is today. I don't think his trade value is going to go up anytime soon. And you had a taker for a guy of his caliber in Quinnen Williams. I think Jeffrey Simmons is better than Quinnen Williams. I don't know if Jerry Jones would have thought that Simmons was a guy he would prefer over Williams. But we'll never know if they never even put him on the market.
No, I get that part, but I'm not going to be hung up on, you know, them saying they were not shopping Jeffrey Simmons. They probably were not shopping him. They probably were not taking initial calls. But I have to believe there is somebody that called and said, hey, listen, why I got you on the phone, what about this for Jeffrey? Well, no. Okay. If you're not offering me two first-round picks, then don't ask me about my guy. I don't care what I'm not trying to appease anybody. My car, I know what my car is worth. If you ain't gonna give me that, get out my face. I don't care
if Jerry Jones called you and offered you that deal for Jeffrey Simmons, would you have taken it?
If I thought I was gonna get two, if I wanted two draft or first round
exactly
picks,
I can't
answer that question because in my mind I want two first round picks.
So
nothing's gonna get
said,
me
so
off.
You
of that.
I would have
taken
no.
it. I would have.
So basically,
it on
I'm standing.
Spot.
I'm standing. I'm standing on. I'm standing on business. You give me two first round picks, or you not getting my guy.
Okay.
Plain
so
and simple.
For the record.
I would have had a 5-minute conversation. That's what you're offering, a first and a second. Done. I would have said done. It's over.
Okay. But if again, in this business, if you're not giving me two first round picks for my guy, then okay. All right. I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it, not one bit.
So you would not have accepted the exact trade that the Cowboys made with the Jets. If it was the same offer, literally the same offer.
Hypothetical. No, I am not. Have y'all heard me? I haven't minced my words or anything else. It's a hypothetical. Hell no, I am not giving. I'm not taking that trade. You can't sway me one side or the other. It's a hypothetical. I want two first round picks. Damn it, give me two first round picks. If you're not giving me two first round picks, hang up the phone, call somebody else.
Okay. Adam, would you have taken the deal?
Hell yeah, I would have taken that deal.
I would have taken
that deal. Hell yeah. I very much was on Team Trade Simmons.
Listen, I am not saying you guys are wrong. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying, if I'm in that seat and I said Jeffrey Simmons, he's worth two first round picks, I'm standing on business. Because listen, either you're gonna give him to me or you're not. If you're not, step to the side. I may be able to get two first-round picks later on, or I may be able to get a first and a conditional second that moves up to a first later on, right before the draft. See, y'all are thinking about now. This thing is not done. This movie isn't over. It's just we halfway through. Things can be done right around draft time, and we've seen it done. We saw it done here. With AJ, we talked about AJ getting traded and not signing a contract before he even got traded. And what happened? They didn't do it then, but they waited to trade him later. So, again, it can happen. And maybe what if, since y'all want to give ifs and hypotheticals, what if right before the draft they say, give me a first and a second? You going to take it then? Then it's like, okay, what are you going to offer me? So would you take the same deal right before the draft?
To me,
would you? Because if you're saying you would take it now, you would take it later.
Probably,
so what's the big
yeah.
deal? Okay, so what's
yeah,
the big deal?
I think I would.
So what's the big deal? The movie isn't over. It's not.
So what you're saying is we're still waiting for that post-credit scene.
Exactly.
The credits might
we're still
be
sitting there.
The
yes.
credits might be rolling, but we're
this
waiting for
Marvel
the post-credit
movie, okay?
scene.
That, this is a
yeah.
Marvel movie.
Okay. Woo! 615-737-1025. Deep breath, everyone. 615-737-1025. a question that I sometimes ask myself in my head. Is Derek nuts? 615-737-1025. Your reaction, 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 1025 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Is Derek crazy? It's a question I ask myself every now and then. But you just heard Derek passionately turning down the Cowboys trade offer. The question we had, Willie and I had for Derek was, if the Cowboys would have offered you exactly what they gave up for, excuse me, if the Cowboys would have offered you what they were going to give up for Quinnen Williams, if I spit that out correctly, a first round pick, a second round pick, and a young defensive tackle, mm-hmm. would you have taken that deal? Derek, you said, no way, Jose.
I said, hell no.
You said, hell no.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, people.
That's okay. Hell's not a bad word.
No.
At least in my opinion, it's not. Here are what our texters have to say about this. One texter named Brett says, hey, guys, Brett here. Moved to Nashville 5 months ago. Jets fan. D-Mace, love ya. But are you kidding? Titans are moronic for not trying to get a first and second now for Simmons. Jets were smart for once. How could you not stockpile a million picks pre-new stadium? Neil says, D-Mace, this movie is straight up canceled. The Titans are trash. Simmons, in your words, is having the best year of his career, mm-hmm. and the Titans are 1-8. He isn't helping this team win. Trade him and look to the future. Joey from Bellevue says, D-Mace needs to take it easy. Willie needs his voice later to call the Preds game.
I want to ask all these people, you know, because Willie said it, and in this situation, I'm going to say Willie speaks for the people. Y'all think Jeffrey Simmons is better than Quinnen Williams, right?
This season, and I would say
he's
so,
he's better than Quinnen Williams, much better player than Quinnen Williams. If he's a much better player than Quinnen Williams, why in the hell would I sell myself short? If you're going to give him, if you're going to give them that for him, and I think my player is better, why would I take that, people? That's all I'm saying. And that is what Jeffrey Simmons having. I even said it. I think he has shown to be this season the best from what I've seen. And I didn't see much of Quinnen Williams this season. I didn't watch the Jets. Why would I? But from what I've seen, he's outside of Myles Garrett, he's been the best interior guy. If I think that, then I'm not taking one and a two. Two this year and a one next. Why? That's all I'm saying. If y'all think that Jeffrey Simmons is better than Quinnen Williams, why wouldn't y'all want more? Y'all just going to sell yourself short? I'm not about selling myself short, okay? I want what I want. Two first-round picks. Damn it, you give it to me, you don't. Get off the phone. Next. That's it. I love our listeners, too. Hey, Willie, you look good with the suspenders on.
Well, thanks. I think my rebuttal to that, Derek, would be that he has been hurt for three straight years, and your roster is so low. I think I agree. Hold out. If you think you can get more, great. I just don't know if it's realistic that you'll ever get more. Jerry Jones might be the one wacky owner that was willing to jump in and give you fair market value for Jeffrey Simmons at this stage of his career. And I do think Jeffrey Simmons is better than Quinnen Williams, but they're about as similar as they come. Is that fair to say? They were drafted in the same year. They're almost exactly the same age. Their production is similar.
Mm-hmm.
So
Williams did have one. The only difference to me that stands out, at least just by quickly looking at Pro Football Reference, is that Quinnen Williams had the double-digit sack season. He had a 12-sack season in 2022. Jeffrey Simmons has not had that, unless I am clearly misremembering. His career high in sacks is 8.5.
I wanted to have the Dallas Cowboys, because remember, we were talking about the Cowboys a few years ago in regards to Derrick Henry. Will the Cowboys make a trade? Will the Titans trade away Derrick Henry to the Cowboys? Will Derrick Henry go to the Cowboys ultimately? And Jerry Jones didn't want to bite on it for whatever reason. So it could be he just doesn't like doing business with the Titans. It could be just as simple as that. Because I don't think over the last 10 years, have there been a Cowboy Titan, you know, and transaction in regards to trades?
Not that I can think of, and
I'm not saying what I'm saying is this: maybe because this is the second time the Cowboys' name have came up within the last 3-4 years in regards to a Titans player. Hell, it was even A.J. Brown at one point. But the Dallas Cowboys wasn't interested for whatever reason. So maybe they just didn't. Because, like you said, it would be crazy for if he gave up a first and a second, a second and a first, let's say that, because they get the second this year. If he gave that up for Quinn Williams, then why didn't he make the call to, regardless, you think Jerry Jones is going to listen when Amy or anybody in the Titans staff say, don't call me about – no, he's not going to listen. He's still going to make the call if that's the guy he wants. Maybe he didn't want Jeffrey. Maybe he didn't want to do business with the Titans. It could be as simple as that.
By the way, one texter, Joey, points out that the Titans did trade Kenneth Murray to the Cowboys in
March.
You're
right. Yes.
So – they do business together.
They do business.
So there goes your whole theory out the window.
There's my theory.
Chuck it out the
window.
Well,
maybe he didn't think that Jeffrey Simmons, again, it goes back to, if I believe if Jerry Jones wants a player, then he's going to make the necessary calls to see if they can facilitate a trade. Maybe he didn't – Jeffrey wasn't the guy that they wanted in the building. And I'm not saying something wrong with Jeff, but I'm saying maybe he wasn't the guy. Maybe it was Quinn Williams that they wanted and not Jeffrey Simmons.
Let's go.
We're throwing a lot of maybes out there.
y'all threw out a what if, didn't y'all?
Maybe they're saying what they did, which was they didn't shop him. And we'll never
maybe
know what
they could
be
doing. That, too. We don't know. Well, we won't know until tomorrow.
Let's go to Wes in Hermitage on our phone line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. Wes, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
What's up, guys? Hey, Derek, you do me a favor and bang that drum a little harder, please. I don't want to trade Simmons, but I do have a question for all of y'all. A couple of questions. How many leaders does an NFL team for any given season need? Like, how many leaders do you need to have in the locker room?
You need a handful of them. You do.
So who are the leaders on this team?
Outside of Jeff. And I don't want to slight anybody on the team, but outside of Jeff, I don't know. It could be, but I don't know.
That's my point.
You're looking for them.
You're trying to build this team up. You got to have some kind of leadership somewhere. We don't really have a whole lot of that. Jeffrey Simmons is, I mean, look, going into this season, I did not really care much for the guy, but you can tell that he's starting to mature a little bit now, and he's starting to grow up. I think the Titans need him for this rebuild. You can't just have a bunch of young cats come in here and just start going haywire. I mean, and look, Ward's going to be a good leader too, but his play has to accommodate that leadership, and right now it's not. Now he can get better, but I think you've got to have a Jeffrey Simmons in order to start this thing and get it going in the right direction. I appreciate it, guys. Derek, keep on banging that drum, and I've been saying it all season.
Hey, Wes, just so you know, Wes in Clarksville has texted and says, I don't agree with that, Wes. So Wes in Clarksville disagrees with Wes in Hermitage on the Jeffrey Simmons situation.
I'm Wes in Hermitage. But here's something that Wes did, you know, that I agree with. What he said about
and
Jeffrey,
you do have to be fair, but you do have some defenders in the text line. I will read them to you after you're done.
But he was right, because as he's talking, I'm thinking like, okay, when did it get really bad here? It was when they had a lack of leadership during that whole, you know, and listen, Pat Mann has done well for himself afterwards, the image and everything. Kudos to him. Big, you know, everything to him that he's been able to accomplish. But from what I was told, that locker room didn't have too many. They were devoid of leaders. And that's why the locker room was the way it was. One of the reasons. So if it was bad then, they had to make sure they had to, you know, bring leaders into the locker room. And they added more leaders and the team started to change. But when you're trying to build a team, and I get it, Jeffrey is the guy that can, you know, garner you the most. I get that part, and I'm agree with that. I'm in agreement with that. But you can't do that and leave a locker room with no leadership. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. Spite your face, cut off your nose, spite your face. Yeah. So you can't. I understand because of the rebuild, you want to say, give away Jeffrey Simmons. We'll get a first and a second for him. I get that part. But in the locker room, you know what's more important than the first and the second round pick? Having leadership in the locker room. Because we've seen teams do it every year. They try to draft their way into success. And it don't work if you don't have the leadership in the locker room to cultivate those young guys and help develop those young guys. So if you don't have that, why even bring all these guys into a situation when nobody's ready to lead them? Or the guy that's ready to lead, he's young. And I'm meaning Cam Ward. He's a rookie going into his second year. So when you think about, Wes was right, when you think about trading Jeffrey, you got to think about all of this. I could see if the Titans had a Byard or some other guys that showed they could be leaders, and maybe they wasn't playing at the level that we are accustomed to them playing, but they're still playing good. Then Jeffrey Simmons is more, and I hate to say it, use this word, but he's more expendable in a sense. But when you are devoid of when you have none of that, and the one guy that is showing leadership, why would you get away? And he's a good player. Why would you give him away? Why would you trade him? You got to think long and hard about trading a guy like that, because one thing I do know across every sport, I don't care if it's high school, whatever, if you don't have leadership in a locker room, you ain't going to have a locker room. You ain't going to have a good team.
615-737-1025. We will continue to take your reaction to the NFL trade deadline, your reaction to the Tennessee Titans not trading Jeffrey Simmons, your reaction to the Jets trading Quinnen Williams for what I think is a decent haul. Willie would agree with me. Derek completely disagrees. But we will take your reaction. We will get to it next. 615-737-1025. Willie Darnick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.